to community stations around Australia, produced by the team from 4ZZZ and 4EB, highlights of the Woodford Folk Festival.
Any other volunteers who reckon they got it pretty nailed that want to come up?
Come on.
All right, I'm here with Tom Thumb, who's been doing a beatbox thing with Serenity. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good man.
How you feeling after that set?
Hot, sweaty, elated.
Elated, yeah.
I don't know.
How's your mouth feeling after, was that about 45 minutes of beatboxing?
Yeah, about that. Yeah. Crusty and dry, it kind of feels like a salt pan inside my mouth. But yeah, no, it's all right, I guess. The guy I used to breakdance with showed me some Fat Boys beatboxing. And I just got into it through Fat Boys and Dougie Fresh. And then one of my mates was like, man, you should hear this Razel guy. And I thought he was like some guy from the city. I just thought it was like some city dub that was really good at beatboxing. I guess that helped me progress. And a lot of emphasis on originality, though. There's so many biters out here nowadays that just like pick up like Joel Turner's CD or pick up Razel's CD. Here, listen to my ukulele impression. Pretty good, huh? And yeah, Australian hip hop's growing, I tell ya.
I'm talking to Luke King Brown, who just played an amazing show at the Big Top at Woodford. How do you guys feel about the show?
Good. We had a really good one. It's our first show here at Woodford and first show of our tour, our Freedom of Speech tour for the summer. So, yeah, it was really good to crank in and play to a festival crowd because festival crowds rock.
Yeah, it was amazing to see so many people up dancing early in the day just sweating so much.
It is so hot. I couldn't believe it. I was like, because I was sweating my ass off on stage as well.
So this is the first time that Blue King Brown's played a Woodford audience, but you have both been here before with other acts?
Yeah, we've done, for the past like 4 years or so, we've been here with Skin Percussion, a percussion group, which has always been a lot of fun. So it's nice to bring something different, actually, to have the band up here and all our crew from Melbourne, all the guys, bring them up to Woodford.
Gypsy Jazz, you're in the right place. So, welcome, SARS.
But it's an epic journey.
another composition for the Queensland Music Festival in 2007. So I've got a composer for the song, kind of live.
Jamel from the Sing Sisters after a great dance show that they put on. Now, Jamel, it's probably about 40 degrees out here and you girls have been dancing up there like there's no tomorrow and smiling all the while. How do you do that?
I think it's just a state of professionalism, I guess. I mean, we've been doing this since we were very young. We started at the Mullaney Folk Festival, I don't know, 14 years odd ago, and we've been performing on stage around the world with Dad via Sing. And just used to it, and it's always good to come back to Woodford.
Good, thank you.
Excellent. Well, in a pretty Woodford kind of style, I hear you're a committed environmentalist, is that correct?
Conservationist. So I don't have any qualifications to be environmentalist, but yes, I am very much emotionally involved in the environment. I spent years physically involved in it, but it gets too dangerous. I urge women to get more involved in environmental issues because it seems to me the only sort of neutralising force to a big testosterone laden logger is estrogen, because whenever I puny little me turns up, they try to beat me up or kill me. So no, I am, yes, and I always will be.
I don't know if you know, but the theme of Woodford this year is participation. It's the year of the participant here. So would you like to tell everybody out there just how important it is that they get involved in politics, the environment and music as well?
Oh, there's no doubt. When good men and women do nothing, evil prevails. I've always felt that you should do 30% of your day working to make your food and your shelter, and 30% of your day playing music and being creative and reading, and 30% of your day in civic responsibility. You have to do it, otherwise they'll just run rings around us all.
With assistance from the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, the Queensland Folk Federation, 4ZZZ, 4EB, and with technical support from Gavin Unsworth, you've been listening to Highlights of the Woodford Folk Festival.